PlayStation. Unchained.
Hello everyone and welcome to PlayStation Unchained. I'm one of your hosts, Chili, as we talk about news, reviews and guides and all that good stuff over on PSU.com. Go check out PSU.com right now. Joining me is Gary. Hey Gary.
Hello Benjamin.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
I'm not bad, thank you. You been up to much?
Oh, just grinding away on, Final Fantasy. But other than that, no, just, enjoying my time with my dog now that she's healthy. We got the final test results back on Friday that she's completely cancer-free now. So I'm very, very happy about
that's
that.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's been a hellish 3 weeks. I'll give you that. It's not fun hearing that diagnosis, no matter what. She's doing a lot better, so I'm very happy about it. But yeah, other than that, just being stuck with Rebirth, I'm trying to do all the mini games. I want to get it all done because I am planning to platinum the game. I want to platinum the entire trilogy. I'm one of the few, I guess, on the website who platinumed Remake because of that. The really difficult fights with Bahamut and stuff. But I'm trying to just get all the mini games out of the way so that when I get to my hard playthrough, I can just breeze through it with the story and not have to worry about doing any of this other stuff. So yeah, outside of that, not much else, just playing some Dokken. Missed out on Harutagon. I don't think I'm going to pull for him anymore. I'll just wait until I can buy him with my coins. But
I'm lucky I got both Goku and Harutagon, so I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess getting two Gokus in one pool was telling me you're not getting Harutagon. Which is fine, I guess. But yeah, no, the new banners are great. These units, the support units, they haven't been around for a long time. So
2 years.
Yeah, now they got easy A's, and who knows when they're going to come back. I don't know if I want to rainbow all of them now.
Who knows if they're going to come back.
Yeah, so who knows? I'm thinking of just buying as many as I can and rainbowing them.
Like, I've got enough to buy another one because I've got 300 coins. And I know I'm missing Tien and Cell, but I won't really run them. But I'm really tempted to buy a second dupe of Kaba.
Like some of them, like Rildo, GT, I don't really give a shit. But obviously, I love Pan, so I want Pan. I love Tien, so I do want more of Tien.
Rildo, I would say, remember, Broly is at AGL Extreme in the anniversary, so.
Son of a bitch. I mean, I have him, but do I want to rainbow him is the question.
Yeah.
Is there even a reason to rainbow them, though? Because, they're support units, right? Like, there's no... They're not doing damage. It's not really about that for them.
At most, I would say two dupes is good, because that way they'll have, all of their actual, stuff.
Yeah, see, that's what I want with, what's his name? Tien. I do love Tien.
Because they have... Remember, they also have, built in now. They already have crit built into their passive, so... They get 10% crit per orb. So that's why I went additional and dodge with Kaba.
And they're all pretty much the same, right?
They're all the same except for the super attacks. Yeah. Their super attacks are different.
Yeah.
Some of their super attacks are rubbish, like Gohan. And then some of them are good, like Gohan. Because there's the intelligence Gohan and there's physical Gohan. Physical Gohan raises attack with his super attack, which, as you know, isn't that good because they don't have high enough attack anyway. Well, Easy A Gohan, does attack and defense for 9 turns. So, although it's not stacking, technically you can keep going up every turn by 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Kaba is just supports. And then you have Pan, who has double support, right? Mm-hmm. Pan has more support than the other units, because Pan gives attack and defense in her super attack, so she gives double support.
Nice.
Yeah.
So Pan's to go for. So Pan and Cowboy are pretty much the two best ones.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
I hate Cabba. Like there's the Universe 6 team, right? But, who's going to build a 16 of Cabo, who is, Most of his cards rely on Vegeta to be on the team anyway. So the Universe 6 team is just Kale and Khalifa. Let's be honest here. You're not putting anybody else on that team.
No, I put in... I've run Intelligence Carver.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's not great, but Intelligence Carver has... is gives support as well, so and then Vegeta gets an easy A, so I know it's not a Universe 6 team. You could run Universal Saga and then add Vegeta to that. You could run Universal Saga, have Hit as your leader, I guess, and then run in a Super Saiyan, the LR, the Intelligence Vegeta. Because he gets his EZA during the anniversary, so you could do that. We could run Universe Saga and then run mostly Universe 6 and then throw him on to give Kappa his unit super. There you go. I mean, I probably wouldn't, but there you go. Anyway, this isn't the anime podcast.
No, it is not.
Nor is this the Dokken podcast, as much as I would love one of those. go check out the one by Mars Ningen, who does a Friday podcast on YouTube. He does a Dokken Battle podcast with a couple other content creators. But we're not Dokken, even though I'm currently playing Dokken as we speak, because I realized I hadn't done my dailies. Anyway, you know what? Let's start with bad news and then go up from there to then go down again. You know Mike Yabara, who is the former Blizzard president, right?
Of course.
He made a statement recently that one of the most American statements I've ever heard, by the way. Sorry, Americans, but it is. Mike Yabara thinks that tipping game creators $10 or $20 on top of the $70 price tag is a great idea. Some games are just that special. Yes, not only does he want to sell the games for $70, he also wants to tip them $20 on top of that. No, Gary.
Oh, man. How would that even work? Like, you finish the game and it's like, please provide a tip. Like, how does that work? I don't know how tipping works in the UK, man. Here, nowadays, they just take the tip as part of the main cost of the meal. Like, they just do it for you. It's already included. Some places still you can tip cash or you can write how much you want to do. So I want to know how the tipping would work in video games. And, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if the next-gen consoles, the price of games is going to go up. I could see them going up to $80, maybe $90. Because obviously the cost of games is just getting out of control. So yeah, it's something. Maybe give people an option if they feel like they want to tip the developers, but like, is that money really going to go to them? Do we know? Why don't you just let me buy the game again at that point? I'd rather just do that than tipping people. So I don't know. Like, it's an idea, but it's an idea from a guy who talked about how he's going to go travel the world while his employees were being laid off. So, I don't know. What about you, Ben? Your thoughts on it?
I just think it's stupid. If you're going to tip, then the huge chance you're just going to be buying DLC or currency in the game if you're enjoying the game that much. That's my view of tipping when it comes to video games, is microtransactions. That's the tip. And I bet you it'd be something like, this game costs $70, and there'll be a little bit of window underneath going, how much extra do you want to pay? You have paid. It'd be basically like doing Kickstarter for video games on the PlayStation Store. You bought the game for $70, but if you give $20 more, then you'll get this and this and this. Oh, it's stupid. That's my view on it. It's stupid. Rockstar, everyone's favorite company in the world. We have a game that's still in the top 10, even though it's been out for like over a decade. they've increased the price of GTA Online, which is called GTA Plus. They raised the price by 40% in the UK and 33% in Europe. and the US. GTA went from $5.99, €4.99 to $7.99, €7.99 and £6.99. So yes, if you do play for GTA Plus, looking to increase, it's only a little bit of increase, but still an increase. And they have to fund GTA 6 at some, you know, they're a poor company. They've got to fund the GTA 6 and its $10 billion budget somehow. Gary.
Yeah, you know, it's an increase, I guess. I honestly thought it was free. I didn't even know that you had to pay for the damn thing.
No, you could, it's yeah, optional. I mean, you can play GTA Online for free, but you get a load of stuff if you pay your subscription.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it sucks. Like, nobody wants price increases like that. But you're right, Ben. GTA 6 is, who knows when that's still coming out. The rumored budget of that game is something people probably don't even want to discuss at this point. It's probably so enormous. I mean, the fact that the player base for it is going up rather than going down, I could see why they'd want to up the price, get more money out of it. So it's not something I agree with, but it's something I understand.
Nice. Persona 4 Remake is still on the way, but not for a while. In my opinion, probably one of the best Persona games of all time. Persona 4 needs, I want it to come out. Although I don't know if it really needs a remake or a remaster. It still looks pretty good in my opinion. But hey, I'll buy it because I love Persona 4 Golden. It's probably my favorite one. So yeah, I'm waiting for this news. Please be soon and please be real, Gary.
Yeah, pretty big news, I would say. I think it's something we kind of assumed was going to happen anyway. But getting kind of this rumor from a trusted source who's been right in the past about stuff. It's nice. I did enjoy the story of Persona 4. 3, obviously, extremely successful. That remake was very good for them. So I'm not surprised that there's another one coming. So it's good. I mean, I don't think we reported on this then, but he also went on to mention in that same rumor, the person who leaked this, that they are also making the Persona 1 and 2 remake. So I'm more excited about that. Believe me when I tell you that. So yeah, good times.
That's fair.
Yeah, I've talked about how much I love Persona 1 and 2, so yeah, I'm happy about this.
EA has reportedly cut the entire Apex Legends QA team in UK for a game that's based on a game that is a live service title. This is probably one of the worst things that you can do, because you need quality assurance for make sure the game is right. This sucks. I'm hoping that people that play Apex Legends are okay and they will still keep making decent content. I've never really played Apex Legends, but I'm hopefully not, this won't impact anything. And it sucks. Gary.
Yeah, no, it's not the best. You know, QA is so goddamn important that whenever it gets cut, you always wonder, like, is that game even going to be successful at this point? You know? Like, you need the QA. And getting it cut, I don't even know what kind of thing they're even thinking when they're doing stuff like that. yeah, it sucks. Obviously, again, people losing their jobs. And Apex Legends kind of on the downslope right now. It's losing some players. It's gotten a lot of controversy in it as well, especially with the tournament and what happened there. And the cheating going on. So it needs a lot of wins. And right now it's getting a lot of losses. So yeah, really, really shitty move, in my opinion. Yeah.
Rumors. Destiny 3 could be under development under the name Payback. Supposedly they're working on a Destiny 3, which would be interesting considering the fact that how much support. My issue with this is they're going to have the same issue about Overwatch 1, in my opinion, or any game that's a long games of a service style. You put so many hours into the old game that the idea of moving over to a new game might be scary. And the fact that, you know, you're going to be losing all that progress that you've been making over the years which for a lot of games is fine, but for a game that's a live service such as Destiny or anything like this, so like if they announce a new MMO for Fantasy, it'd be scary, you know, like. Then you'd also got to worry about how long they're going to support the actual Destiny 2 servers after the Destiny 3 launches. Like, not give it content, but like make sure that the servers are still running for those that don't want to move over to Destiny 3. Like, I can understand why people are worried about it and / don't like it. But then it's also good for new players because it allows people to have an easier step in without having to worry about 10 years of story. So, yeah. Gary.
Yeah, no, this is... Wow, this is... I'm not okay with this. Simply because, like you've already mentioned, man, they put so much time and energy into Destiny 2. And again, it's something that happened with Destiny 1. Like, people bought into Destiny 1, and then Destiny 2 comes out, and all of a sudden, all the time, energy, and money they spend on Destiny was kind of pointless. And, you know, I understand making a sequel to a game, but when you're running a live service game like this, where you're already taking away content, like DLC content, like, oh, like you can't play certain parts of Destiny 2 anymore, right? Like the previous DLCs and the expansions that you pay $30 to get. It definitely starts to become a huge problem. And if you're going to do that again with Destiny 3 and take everything away of Destiny 2, that's going to suck. So if I was them, I wouldn't even do that. I would just rebrand Destiny 2 as Destiny 3 and let people continue to play and have all their stuff. I don't see how big of a difference Destiny 3 might actually be. I don't think it's going to be a huge difference between the gameplay of this and the second one, or the third and the second one. So, yeah, I wonder, like, is this a Sony move now that they own them, or is... I don't know what this is. This Bungie hasn't been making a lot of good decisions lately, and a lot of those decisions led to games being canceled, like The Last of Us multiplayer, which, you know, we all know they were helping develop, or they're lending their expertise, I guess you can say, to developing that. And yeah, it's no good, in my opinion. No good at all.
Man, we're going through stories fast. This is what happens when we don't have Alfonso. Not that it slows us down, it's just the fact that there's more people talking versus just two of us. Like, you know, screw it. Fantasy 14 benchmark went live today, much in the past. So if you do have a PC that can run Fantasy 14, you can test what your character will look like with the graphical update. Not only that, but you can also see how well your PC / laptop will run the game. It's a testing software, so you can test out all the different settings. I did my character. He looks pretty cool. I'm excited for Dawn Trail, which drops on June 28th. We know now that the media tour is in May, which means I'm really hoping that I'm going to get into the media tour because I want to do it, Gary. I want to do a physical media tour. So yeah, because you've been to one, right?
Yeah,
Tim has been to one. Now it's my turn, damn it. the one that actually plays the game hasn't gone, so
I'm sorry.
it's okay. I'm already writing questions for when I meet Yoshi P. I've got them on a document already. Like, I'm asking about friend list. Can I get a bigger friend list? Because 200 is not enough. I need a bigger one, Gary. Need bigger friends list.
Of course you do, man. You deserve it.
I've asked if some of the items can go into key items because key items are always empty. And I've asked it because of all the Fantasy 9. I'm going to ask if because of all the Fantasy 9 references. You know, we've got Zidane as a minion. We've got Garnet as a minion. We're going to Sector 9, which is, you know, one of Zidane's limit breaks, and there's loads of Fantasy 9 stuff, right, in Dawn Trail that we know about. Right, Gary?
Yes.
So can we get Qwana as the Blue Mage boss fight in Dawn Trail? Can that be?
I want to say yes. I want to say yes just to you, man, because you deserve it.
Because we've got Siegfried as the last boss fight. He was the last boss fight for Blue Mage with Siegfried. So can we get Qwana? please. Oh, that would make me so happy. And
I want you to be happy, man.
Yay. So, yeah, hopefully I will keep my fingers crossed that I'll get the chance to go to the media tour, which is in May. They announced it as between May 15th to May 22nd, I think it was, at the live letter they just had, the 14-hour live letter. Which I'll admit, I did giggle when, they were having food, because it was a 14-hour stream, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they had food on stream. And what was it? Yoshi P said, this burger is delicious, as expected of burgers made by an American. So, yeah. They had, they had loads of food, and he was drinking a lot of wine. So, yeah, there was a lot of wine and beer on the stream that they got drunk and had fun. And then Foxclon's outfit was a jump scare every time they switched over to it. It was scary. it was cool, but my God, was it scary. See if I can find... I'm going to post it in our chat. Look at this. If anyone, you can find it on Twitter if anyone wants to see it. Look, Gary. They kept switching over to that randomly.
That's fantastic.
It's Heidi Lynn and Zodiac in one outfit.
Pretty great.
I don't know if it's more scary than his Lopra outfit, which was also a outfit. But yeah, it was a cool 14-hour stream. So that's my Fantasy 14 stuff. Go check out the benchmark if you want to. Oh, and also make sure you set the clock to April Fool's Day if you want a secret. There's a little secret if you switch it to April Fool's Day. Is there anything you want to mention before I go to the next topic?
Oh, no, not really.
Well, I guess talk about upgrades. Fallout 4 is getting an upgrade. Yay. April 25th includes performance quality and 60 FPS and more for the Fallout 4 PS5 update, which will be free free for PS5 and Xbox X and Series S. Also, I think it includes some new DLC. If you own Fallout 4 and you want a chance to play the game again, you can now play it again with better graphics or better performance, Gary.
Yeah, that's a little PS5 native upgrade, huh? I wasn't the biggest fan of Fallout 4. I still enjoyed 3 a lot more, but that's neither here nor there, but... No, it's nice that they're upping the game's quality. Obviously, this helps with the TV show as well that just came out. It's, I guess, good news. People love Fallout, and Fallout 4 is the best version of what it should have been from the beginning. So, yeah, good times. Go enjoy Fallout 4 again if you want to. Natively now.
So, is there anything you want to mention? Because there's not really many more stories I know.
Honestly, I don't think there is.
We've gone through like a bajillion stories in...
Vampire Survivors is coming to PS5 and PS4.
That was it. That was one of the ones I've... Yep.
Yep. You love Vampire Survivors, my friend.
I'll be buying that day one. That's for certain. And it's coming with extra DLC, right? This new DLC that'll be... And, yeah.
Yes! Contra DLC, to be exact. Getting some Contra love from it. Which is weird. I would think they'd probably do something, Castlevania-ish, but... Contra works, I guess.
That's fair. I don't know. It's Vampire Survivors. It's one of those games where I'm not shocked that it barely has any vampires in it. As you can see from the quote. So, I'm not shocked at all.
We also got our PlayStation Plus and PS Plus Premium games coming for April announced. Those games include Animal Well, Tales of Kenzera Zao, which I believe is a brand new game. So, that's going to be day one. Dave the Diver. Which obviously a very controversial game at the Game Awards.
Oddballers, not indie.
Yeah, the indie, not indie. Construction Simulator, The Crew 2, Raji the Ancient Epic, Lego Ninjago, the movie video game, More, Play With Your Food, Deliver Us Mars, Lego Marvel's Avengers, Miasma Chronicles, which is a very good game, by the way, and Stray Blade are those games. When it comes to the premium classics, we are getting Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare, Star Wars Rebel Assault 2, The Hidden Empire, and Medieval, all PS1 classics there. We know Medieval has trophy support, but we don't know if Alone in the Dark and Star Wars Rebel Assault 2 have trophy support. Anything on that list catch your eye, Ben?
Not really, to be honest, I don't think.
Not even Dave the Diver?
I'll probably pick it up because, you know, but no, not really.
I understand. Well, no, that's all the news I had.
Nice. Well, we got new games for the Metacritic game. Joy. But we do have our scores. Well, no, because we already did Grounded, so, and that would be coming out in a couple of days. And the rest of the games I can see are coming out the week after. So, Sandland is the 26th, and then Sea of Thieves is the 30th. So, and then Stellar Blade is also the 26th. So that would be for next week. That'd be for next week. So, but we do have some scores. Double Dragon Gaiden Rise of the Dragon Sacred Reunion. It actually has scores. I'm shocked. Gary gave it 70 points. Alfonso gave it 67 points. And I gave it 42. And guess what? Alfonso gets double points with 67.
Yeah. He's not here too bad, though. They go to me.
House Flipper 2. Gary gives it 60. Alfonso gives it 74. I gave it 83. But with 75, that means that Alfonso gets a point. Congratulations,
Look
Alfonso.
Look at Alfonso going.
So that means the scores are now 14 for Gary, 6 for Alfonso, and 8 for me. So, yeah. So, by talking about Alone in the Dark, which was the previous game, remember to go check out Tim Noon's playthrough over on twitch.tv/TimNoons as he's playing through Alone in the Dark.
He's doing it in a unique way, by the way. We should probably mention this. He is playing, he's going to start playing games as they launch, so without patches, to see how they are when they launch and if you can actually complete them or not. Pre-patch. So no day one patches. He's just going through them the way they are released. So, yeah.
So, Gary, shout outs and how can they find you?
You can reach me on Twitter at Gagalush, that's Gaglaush. Shout out to you, Ben. As always, thank you for having me. Shout out to all the listeners. Thank you for listening. It's always fun.
So, yeah, I want to shout out to Gary for joining me. Thank you for joining me. Shout out to Alfonso. Hope everything gets better soon in real life. And remember, you can find me on twitch.tv/MoogleRealmRadio, where I stream all different games. Currently streaming through Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. But we'll be doing some more Final Fantasy XIV streams. So, yeah. Thank you, everyone. And see you all next week. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Goodbye.